Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday Mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Good evening, my creepy crawlies. My name is Marika, and I'm your host for this week's episode of Zodiac Chiller, the star-powered radio show airing weekly at 9 p.m. EST on 101.9.fm or online at cfrc.ca. Happy Halloween, which is my short way of saying Halloween week, because yes, Halloween is technically next Tuesday, but I'm in university, so it's like a week and a half long for me. This week's show will be Halloween-themed, both in terms of music and in terms of astrological content. Instead of horoscopes, I'm going to suggest personalized Halloween costumes for each sign, because I can and I want to. Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday, and I'm so excited for this week, so let's kick it off with a couple of songs, including Spooky by Dusty Springfield and Love Potion No. 9 by The Clovers.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of Love Potion No. 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is Love Potion No. 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink.
It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
It is so unfortunate that midterm season takes place during Halloween season, because this is just an awful time for university students who like to slack off and dress up in costume. Like, what a terrible situation. However, I'm not going to let midterms distract me from Halloween. I'm staying focused. And I'm so glad you asked what I'm going as, because I have about 5 costumes in the works. On separate nights, of course, I'm going as Coraline, Beatrix Kiddo from Kill Bill, Harley Quinn, and then my friends are going to go as Poison Ivy and Catwoman. I tried to get them to go as Alvin and the Chipmunks, but that idea didn't really take, so we're doing like a Fight Club group costume, so I might be Tyler Durden. I think I'm also going as Frank from Rocky Horror to go see Rocky Horror, and then tentatively the Roman soldier from Night at the Museum, and my friend was going to be the cowboy, but I'm running out of nights, and I'm also running out of money, so I think we might have to cut it there. But this could all be solved if we just made Halloween a season. Like, if every Friday in October was just, like, trick-or-treating and everybody dressed up, like, perfect. That would solve all my problems of having too many Halloween costumes for too few nights. So I think if we really band together, we could make a positive change here. But anyway. Okay, coming up, we'll play a couple more songs before we get into the astrology of it all. We've got Vampire Blues by Neil Young and Black Magic Woman by Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you. got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell. Got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad.
Right. In terms of astrology, it's a pretty exciting time. Welcome to Scorpio season. Scorpios are born between October 21st and November 20th. They're a water sign. They are marked by being very mysterious, mercurial, a little bit elusive, but also kind of transformative, very powerful, just a very cool sign. If you know a cool person, they're probably a Scorpio. All right. They're also one of the biggest group of signs because Scorpio season is 9 months from Valentine's Day. So, all right. Let's get into some costume recommendations. Oh, before I do that, there's a lunar eclipse this weekend in Taurus on October 28th. So that's also very exciting. It has a lot to do with sustenance and sustainability and kind of like finding solutions to issues surrounding those topics in both our personal lives and like in our society. So basically what that means is it's going to be a time of like good things, resolution, moving forward. So yeah, good stuff in the works. Okay, costume recommendations. I put a lot of thought into this and I kind of broke it down by like the personality of the signs. Every costume is gender neutral if you're not a coward, but I'll be giving both a feminine and a masculine suggestion for each sign, just in case you're like inclined to lean one way or the other in terms of your spooky garb. So first up, we have Aries. Aries, okay, so for the feminine costume, I would say Pearl. I know it's a little bit overdone. For those of you that don't know, Pearl is like a character in the like X series of movies. It's like a horror kind of anthology. And she's played by Mia Goth. And so people will either go as like the Maxine character from the first movie or Pearl from the second movie, who are both played by Mia Goth. I'm honestly not sure. I haven't seen the first one. I've seen Pearl. It's really good. But anyway, I want to see who goes her. Aries, you're confident. You're a leader. You're stepping ahead. And I feel like this is kind of a classic. And if you put your take on it, it will be iconic enough to stand out amongst the crowd. And for the masculine costume, I'm going to say Patrick Bateman. Same thought process here. I know it's been done, but I think that you can do it well enough that yours will be sort of the blueprint. So if you're looking for a costume, that is what I would recommend. All right, for Taurus, I kind of struggled with this one, I'm gonna be honest, but Taurus, I just feel like you have such a sweet heart. So for the feminine costume, I would say a Disney princess. There's so many ways to do this cute and kind of a modernized version, and I think it's also a great group costume because Tauruses, in my opinion, have a lot of friends, or in my experience. And the masculine costume, I would say anybody from the Scooby-Doo gang. So this can be, I guess, like a femme or a mask character, but also a really cute group costume. I love seeing it in any iteration. So those are my Taurus recommendations. And then for Gemini, I did lean into the like twins aspect of Gemini, just because I think it's kind of silly, but also Gemini, like, you kind of, you're a free thinker. You like to come up with your own ideas and you don't like to listen to other people. So I think that collaborating with somebody might be nice. So I said the Shining Twins for the femme costume, because it's iconic, it's horror, it's classic, it's cute. And for the masculine costume, I said Men in Black, because not only is this a great duo costume, it's also just a great group costume, and it's really easy. Like, usually somebody has a blazer somewhere that you can borrow, so. And I love seeing Men in Black. I think it's so, it just adds a touch of, like, elegance to any Halloween setting, so. All right, those are my first, that's my first set of recommendations. Let's take a little music break. We've got Freaking Out the Neighborhood by Mac DeMarco and Werewolf Heart by Dead Man's Bones.
Same old boy that you hoped you would find. sunken ships. My heart's a prisoner to my ribs. We're flesh and bone when we're all alone, but together forever we'll live. Without the sun, I'm only shadows in a dress. 'Cause if the full moon comes, our love is done. So forever towards dawn, we ride.
I've been trying to keep the music kind of spooky. I feel like freaking out the neighborhood, it's kind of like if you were trick-or-treating and you had like a really crazy costume, like you could be freaking out the neighborhood. And then the last song, Werewolf Heart, is actually by Ryan Gosling's duo band. I don't know if it's a band or a partnership, but either way, they released this album and it's honestly really spooky. The whole thing is kind of Halloween-y and Ryan Gosling can really sing. Which I guess is evident in La La Land. I don't know if he sang his own parts in that, but certainly in the more recent Barbie, he had that whole Ken segment, and yeah, guys got pipes, so check it out if you're interested in that kind of music. Okay, for the next set of costume recommendations, we'll do Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. So Cancer, I know you have a softy heart and you love those little like romantic-y, like cute couple-y costumes, but you're also not like other girls. So Cancer, I think you should go as either Romeo or Juliet from the Leo DiCaprio version, where Juliet's like an angel and Romeo's like a knight. Like, I've always wanted to see a couple do that well. So even if you're on your own, you know, and you want to go as one or the other, I feel like you could pull that off. Leo, okay, this is for both the feminine and masculine costume. Leo, Paul Blart Mall Cop, okay, hear me out. You are a trendsetter. You are ahead of the game. You are bold. You are fearless. Pitbull was kind of last year's silly costume. I feel like this year it's Magic Mike, and you don't want to be like everybody else. You want to stand out, okay? You want to step ahead. Paul Blart Mall Cop is the new Pitbull, I promise you. It will be so unique, so silly. There's that whole, like, Paul Blart meme thing going on right now, so it's super topical. I'm begging you, please. I want to see this done this year. I think it's so silly, and you'll really kind of set the curve for next season. So, and Virgo, you are so weird and silly, and your sense of humor is so strange, and I love it. I think that you could be any Shrek character, especially like a sexy version of a Shrek character. Like, I've seen this happen before and it's been pretty good, especially for like a feminine costume. I also think you could go as any version of Michael Cera from any of his movies, specifically George Michael from Arrested Development. That's what I want to see. But I could also do a Scott Pilgrim. I could do a Superbad. I think that kind of funny niche vein is totally for you. So those are my recommendations for those signs. Coming up, we've got a couple more songs, including She's Not There by The Zombies and Ghosting by Mother Mother.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
From my head, I'll just a ghost out of his
Mother Mother will always be like Halloween themed to me because I started listening to them when I was like in high school and they were blowing up on TikTok in 2020. And I know that's become kind of like a thing since, but I still like that one song. And I also didn't know they were Canadian, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, that like 2020 like TikTok music era, I guess, always reminds me of Halloween. I don't know why. So anytime I go back and listen to any of those songs, especially like Little Dark Age by MGMT, super Halloween-y song for me. I don't know why. I do that a lot, actually. I feel like this is pretty common, like just like kind of associating random music with different seasons or stages. But anyway, all right. So let's get into our next set of costumes. Libra, Scorpio, and Sag. Okay, Libra, I feel like you can do a classic and you can, like Aries, like you can do it well. You've just got that attention to detail. So I said for your feminine costume, Mean Girls. I know it's been done, but there's the movie coming up. So I think next year, Mean Girls is actually going to be more popular than it is this year. So this is your way of kind of getting like ahead of the trend, if you will. But I also just think you can do it in such a classy way. Like, you know, some people do Mean Girls and they just wear pink and that's fine, but I feel like you would get the whole ensemble, like maybe even like the animal ears lingerie type of thing. Like you've got it in the bag. And then for the masculine costume, I said 2000s Justin Bieber. I want to see this happen. There's been such a weird little like Justin Bieber nostalgia renaissance going on online recently. And I just think this is the perfect opportunity to just quickly, again, it's topical, it's silly, and if you do it right with the like side bangs and the weird little jacket and like the skinny jeans, like you will be instantly recognizable. And I think I would just find that so funny if I saw it on the street. So Scorpio, okay, well, it's your season. Like you might even have a birthday coming up during Halloween, so it is important that you show out. So for the feminine costume, I think any femme fatale is a perfect choice for this. So I mean like Morticia Adams, I mean like Elvira, I mean any kind of, especially gothic, like just some kind of like, it doesn't even have to be a character, but just like the absolute like most opulent, spooky, I'm thinking like vampire queen type of vibe. That for me, that's kind of what I'm thinking here. And then for the masculine costume, I said Anakin Skywalker. I've seen this done before, but I know that, again, I feel confident in the sign's abilities to do this well. So Scorpio, I just think you would pull it off and you would give that moody, mysterious vibe that you really need to like sell this costume. So yeah, that's, and even bonus points if you can find a Padme to go along with you. So Those are my Scorpio recommendations. And finally, Sagittarius, you are so pretentious, and this is your chance to show everybody that you are better than them and that you have better taste in everything, which I know is an opportunity you love. So I think any Wes Anderson character, specifically Margot Tenenbaum from the Royal Tenenbaums, or that little kid from Moonrise Kingdom, I can't remember his name, either of those I think you would pull off, and it would be recognizable enough that all of the insufferable people at the party would be like, cool. And anyone who didn't really get it would be like, they're dressed cool. So that is your niche this Halloween. Okay, coming up, we've got the live version of Grace 2 by The Tragically Hip. This isn't explicitly Halloween. I just really like this song. It kind of gives me a really spooky vibe, and it's a really sick version. It gives me chills, which is like, that's Halloween related enough. So yeah, that's coming up. And then afterward, we've got our final set of astrology costumes.
For the Rio Statics. We're all richer for having seen them tonight.
There's been a knock on the
Okay, that kind of cuts off quickly at the end there, but I think because it's a live version, it's like edited out of a larger set, so anyways, I love that song. Super cool. I feel like I can't be a Kingston-based radio show and not play The Hip like at least once a week. I think there's some sort of like legal thing there. All right, the last set of astrology costumes includes my sign, which is Pisces. I'm very excited. First up, we have Capricorn. I want to see more classic monster costumes at Halloween, especially in university. I feel like we've really lost the plot here, guys. Like, every costume has to be, like, some sort of, like, funny, silly, topical, spooky, you know, some excuse to wear a skirt and corset. And, like, I'm super down for that, and so many of my costume recommendations were that. But I want to see, like, a classic, like, old Hollywood type of costume. And I feel like Capricorn has the attention to detail and the, like, patience to really work at that and perform it well. So I would say for the feminine costume, Bride of Frankenstein, and for the masculine costume, Dracula. And I'm thinking, like, super classic here. Like, I just think that if you showed up to a party in, like, a full, like, outfit like that, you would get nothing but respect, at least from me personally. So Aquarius, okay. For the feminine costume, Space Cowgirl. Hear me out. Cowgirl, I think, is going to be big this year because of Barbie. And also, it's kind of just like an easier costume. But Space Cowgirl is such a cool concept. And because chrome as a color is kind of trending this fall and winter, you're already kind of like ahead of the game, which is super like Aquarius to be on trend, like without even kind of like intentionally meaning it. So yeah, I'm thinking like really like kind of postmodern-y, but like still with that sort of Western vibe to it, because that's still, you know, kind of topical. And I feel like that's going to go away soon, and we're going to move out of that. Like, I don't know why we're really into cowboys and cowgirls right now, but like, good for us. But yeah, I think this is like the perfect opportunity to sort of blend your unique flair of you with like a classic costume like that. And then for the masculine costume, I think funny historical figure is so underdone, but so hilarious every time I see it. And to elaborate on this, I've seen recently people doing, like, Abe Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth, which is, like, so strange, but also just, like, kind of funny. I've seen Ben Franklin's. I saw, like, a really cute couple's costume, and it was, like, Van Gogh and then, like, sunflowers. But I'm thinking more of, like, the funny side of it, like, the whole thing. Bald cap, the wig, the suit, the little, like, the knee socks that go up over your knees, like, the shoes with the buckle, like, all of that. Oh, I saw another one where it was, like, a pilgrim and a witch, and, like, but it was, like, the classic, like, you know, old New England style. Like, just, like, something really kind of funny and strange like that. It plays into that, like, funny, like, satirical costume, but in such a unique way that I think it's just so Aquarius. So that's my recommendation for you. And finally, Pisces. Pisces, I love you. I know that you just want to do your like cute little artsy costume, probably based on a cartoon that you liked when you were a kid, because you've just like always wanted to do that. So do that. I would say for the feminine costume, Corpse Bride. So pretty, so Halloween. Especially if you know how to do makeup and you're into that. Every time I see it, I'm just like, ugh, like 10 out of 10, beautiful. For the masculine costume, one of the guys from Scream, the 1999 version, I don't want to spoil the movie, but if you've seen it, you kind of know what I'm talking about. Like, again, I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah, one of the guys from Scream, that's all I'm going to say. I've seen it done before, and it's honestly super tasteful and, like, cool, and I kind of get it every time, especially if you carry a Scream mask around and kind of, like, hint at the movie. Like, I don't know. I think it's cool, and it's kind of a nod to, like, classic Halloween, which I'm sure you like to do. And that concludes the astrology portion of the show. So I hope that gave you a little idea as to what you might be this Halloween. If you are even dressing up, maybe you're just staying at home with some spooky PJs and some movies and apple cider, and that is wonderful in and of itself. Or maybe you already know what you wanted to be and you didn't need the external input. I hope it was just fun to listen either way. I love being silly, and I love relating astrology to silly things that I like. But yeah, I hope everybody has a fun and safe Halloween weekend, however that looks for you. Personally, I need to catch up on my spooky movies before Halloween, because I feel like after Halloween, I've just like passed the threshold during which it's appropriate to watch a Halloween movie every day. Yesterday I did Beetlejuice. Today I think I'm doing Nightmare Before Christmas, which I know is also kind of a Christmas movie, arguably more Christmas than Halloween, but it happens in, like, Halloween town, so, I mean, come on, like, it's in the movie, references explicitly to the holidays, so I feel like I have to watch it. And then tomorrow, I think I was gonna do The Shining, but I don't know, now that I'm defending Nightmare Before Christmas because of its Halloween content, I feel like I can't watch a movie that has no explicit reference to Halloween just because it's horror. Like, The Shining happens in winter, but, like, it's kind of scary. Like, well, it is scary, so, and, like, the Shining twins are a classic Halloween costume, so I feel like it does kind of relate. I don't know. This is, like, the Halloween version of the Die Hard debate. Do horror movies inherently relate to Halloween, even if they have no explicit reference to the holiday itself? I think that sometimes they do. Like, Scream is just, like, it's so Halloween, because it's such a classic costume, you know? But then I would argue, like, some, like, one of my favorite movies is Midsommar, and I don't think that has anything to do with Halloween, even though it is horror, so I guess it's maybe just, like, more the vibe of the movie. But anyway, I hope you were able to celebrate Halloween to its fullest extent, however you would like to. I'm wishing everyone a very safe week, and I will see you next Thursday, as with every Thursday, at 9 p.m. EST on 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. This has been Zodiac Chiller. I'm your host, Marika. And I will see you in November. Happy Halloween! Closing us out, we've got a couple more songs, including Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers and Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
Sirens go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on, man, we can be anything. surprised by what I do for love. Some things I never expect. They killed a fan down by the stadium. Was only visiting, they beat him to death. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be
I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. dead, 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 dead.